401, please.
Item number one, from the Director, Milwaukee County Zoo, requesting authorization to execute a beverage sales agreement with Bottling Group LLC, Pepsi Beverages Company, to purchase Pepsi products for a period of up to 5 years and to grant exclusivity rights. This item was also referred to the Committee on Parks, Energy, and Environment on June 17, 2014. That committee recommended adoption by a vote of 6-0.
Thank you. Good morning, Director Woodhouse.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. This was an item that formerly was handled through procurement, but Corporation Council has advised that it should now go through county board action for approval. We received two proposals from our RFP, one from the Pepsi Cola Bottling Company, one from Coke. The Pepsi contract proposal was considerably better than the Coke proposal, and we request your permission to go into that contract.
Thank you. Any questions, comments of Supervisor Mayo?
Mr. Chairman, I move approval, but I would like to know, are there any DB requirements on this contract?
No, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, there aren't. This is a purchase of products, so it's the Pepsi Cola Company.
All right, thank you.
Supervisor Mayo moves to adopt. Supervisor Jersey.
Thank you. I think Pepsi had exclusive rights previously, is that correct?
That's correct. They have consistently provided the best proposals over the last probably almost 20 years.
And your numbers here, in 2013, Zoo spent $233,000 on Pepsi products. Is that after $100,000 or before? I'm assuming $100,000 was paid last year. Maybe that's not correct.
The Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, Supervisor, I'm not sure. The $100,000 is what Pepsi gives us
in donations.
In donations for the right of exclusivity. The $233,000 would be what we paid for the product itself for resale.
So that figure doesn't include the donation in any way.
That's correct. That is not a net number.
Right. You don't know the... Do you get retail from Pepsi? I mean, I could subtract or add, I guess, $100,000, depending on how you want to look at it. With that donation, you are actually paying $133,000 for the Pepsi product. I don't know if that's still a cost for them. I'm just wondering... If there's some way to suggest that we look at this in a more productive way.
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, as I say, this is a procurement contract where Pepsi has prices for all of the soft drink types that we sell, and then we resell those at a markup. So there's also marketing dollars and everything else that goes along with this, and the supply of all of the equipment, all of the vending machines, all of the dispensing machines, all of the refrigerated containers that we have there. So I guess you could look at that as the net of the $100,000 as our final purchase price. We generated over $800,000 in revenue from that. So you can see that the sale of soft drinks is a very important part of our concession operation.
Right, but my guess is even if you had Coke, you generate the revenue. Did you get a quote from Coca-Cola products?
Mr. Chairman and Supervisor, yes, we did, and their offer did not even meet the minimum requests, and their cash for exclusivity was, I think, $50,000 or less. The marketing money was not there, and while prices might be comparable, the other issues of cash for exclusivity and marketing opportunities and the supply of umbrellas, for instance, for our concession areas and things, didn't match what Pepsi could do.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
You're welcome, Supervisor. Any other comments, questions, concerns? The report indicates that with respect to the $25,000 that you may have to absorb, you're going to may have to do that
but nevertheless, I take it you're going to let Pepsi know that we preferred more.
Mr. Chairman, yes, we will. They have been good partners. I think part of the problem is a lack of competition. They know that Coke was not going to make probably a serious offer. That's how it turned out.
Okay. Supervisor Mayo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Morgan, what about local products like Sprecher root beer and all the different ones? I know you're making Pepsi. It's a good partner. But have you thought about bringing some local vendors in there also?
Well, the reason, Mr. Chairman and Supervisor, the reason we do this in an RFP process is to get the best deal for us, and Sprecher has never been one to bid. It's a considerable investment on the company to provide all of those vending machines and dispensing equipment that we need, and evidently Sprecher doesn't think that that's worth their time to do that.
Thank you very much.
Welcome. We have a motion to adopt resolution for item 1. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Mayo?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend item number 1 for adoption prevails.
Thank you.